basics and get our rotations down and get our techniques and fundamentals back in order and remind everyone of what's, you know, expected of us. And, you know, it's a good practice.
We were mentioning the Alvin night seems to be kind of a floating target about what to address every day. You know, one night it's rebounds, one night it's turnovers, one night the offense is too slow.
Yeah, I mean, we are, like I said, you know, we are definitely a work in progress, and, you know, hopefully we'll be a lot better team in January than we were in December and in February and so forth. So we just got to keep improving, and hopefully we'll get on a run here and get hot and feel good about ourselves again, and then, you know, cure some of the deficiencies and inadequacies we've had thus far. But we had a really good start. We've had a pretty poor month here, but, you know, we're still in a pretty decent position, all things considered.
What do you think of LB's return? Kind of help things out?
I think LB will help us a lot, you know. It gives us depth.
In the car, too.
You know, he makes our bench stronger, but, you know, he also is one of the few players on our team that really beats people off the dribble and can break down the defense. So, you know, we know he's an explosive scorer, but I think we lack, you know, guys who can penetrate. So it'll be big for us to get him back.
Did you always look at this part of the schedule and think it could be this?
I didn't look at this part of the schedule until it came upon us. So, you know, I try to just work on today and, you know, work on tomorrow when it comes. So it's a tough stretch, but.
Have tough opponents been harder than tough travel?
You know, I think it's. It's not, you can't really say, it's nothing's black or white. We just haven't been playing that well recently, and whereas we played really well to start the year. So, you know, we won a lot of close games the first part of the season, and recently we've lost a lot of close games. I think our last five losses have been close games, or at least four of them. So, you know, it shows you how finite or how, you know, close it is between being a, you know, top four team in the West and being a, you know, middle of the pack team.
You were really mad at us on that free throw last night.
I was pretty upset.
Mad on Corey to get with yourself in.
I thought it was in the whole way, so I was not only mad but very surprised, and I was, you know, I was disappointed.
Any of the execution down the stretch and feel like you guys were given what you wanted, or?
No, I mean, we got some work to do there, you know. I think we gotta, you know, in some ways just simplify the game at the end and, you know, space the floor, and if they switch, take the ball hard to the basket. I think sometimes we get locked into trying to throw it inside on the mismatches, and we have a hard time getting it there, and we have a hard time reading and reacting down there when they converge. So I think we just gotta be aggressive and not be so thoughtful at the end of games, to be honest.
Is it overthinking?
What's that?
Overthinking?
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to do the right thing instead of just being aggressive and trying to make a play. And I think we'll put more pressure on the defense that way.
Is there still timing being worked out between you and Amari on the pick and roll? There's a lot of fumbles on passes inside.
No, I think, you know, sometimes maybe it's not a great pass. Sometimes maybe it's not a great catch. Sometimes maybe guys, you know, they've only seen 500 of them in a game. So they should be able to, you know, make it difficult once in a while. And, you know, we got an incredible amount of joy out of the pick and roll. So there's going to be some times when it doesn't quite work, but you know, I think, again, we just, you know, maybe are trying to do the right thing rather than just make plays at the end of the game.
Is that last play out of the timeout design of your mind in the post against Jeffrey?
I can't remember, to be honest. But you know, if they were switching the pick and rolls, we were going to go inside to him, yeah.
I feel like is the effort and the chip on the shoulder the same as it was at the beginning?
Yeah, maybe not as much, you know. Maybe we, you know, maybe that's the difference between winning close games and losing close games. It's just the little things. You know, I think last night, clearly the offensive rebounding hurt us. And, you know, if we had a little more, I think, sense of urgency. But since we're in the playoff picture and everything's going well, maybe that rebound isn't as important as it is at the start of the year when no one picks you to make the playoffs. So you know, and that's kind of a microcosm of what's happened lately in some ways. But in other ways, the schedule's been tough. You know, the ball hasn't bounced our way, but it's you know, you can always ask ourselves for more hustle and more, you know, commitment to some of the little things.
Especially when you know your shortcomings of rebounding and defense.
Mm. You know, I think also we were an even rebounding team for the first half of our season thus far, and you know, maybe that gave us a false sense of security there. And then maybe we got to get back to feeling like we're a complete underdog on the boards and scrapping our way to being even on the glass.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. See you tomorrow.